The following episode is sponsored by Number One Perry Square, Ireland's premier boutique, hotel, and spa. Visit oneperrysquare.com for more. That's oneperrysquare.com.
God's name happened to the window in the hallway.
Claire, I have the explanations.
Well, I'm all ears.
All of the boys at work were telling me that I need to try the breakfast rolls. So this morning I got into my sleeping bags, put my motorcycle helmet on, and tried the breakfast roll down the stairs. But because I could not see, I rolled straight through the window and into the garden.
Jesus, Anya. If this happened anywhere else, you'd be a goner.
I am so sorry, Claire. Please don't tell Dr. Clayton.
No, I wouldn't do that, Shuruk. I was the one who signed on as a volunteer for this robotic strategy scheme. What did I expect, eh?
I will never try a breakfast roll again. I promise.
I should probably tell you, a breakfast roll is actually a bread roll stuffed with bacon, brown sauce, hash browns, whatever tickles your fancy. It's definitely not a kamikaze robot strolling down the feckin' stairs in a sleeping bag and a motorbike helmet.
Oh my goodness, I feel like a clown.
Listen, don't worry about it. The network will cover it under the insurance plan.
Thank you, Claire. You are the bestest housemate. Oh, by the way, will this dress do for later?
Are you looking forward to seeing Dr. Clayton?
Yes, I cannot wait. Dr. White, too. I hope they bring me the Toblerones. I might overheat with so much excitement.
Oh, don't worry, hon. I'll be sure to keep an eye on your CPU.
You really are the best Claire Bear. Oh, one more thing.
What's that, hon?
I asked the window man who is fixing the hall window if one size fits all.
All right.
He says,
they come in all shapes and sizes, love.
I better finish this cleaning.
Any sign of it?
No, they must have left it on the plane.
He was kind of a plastic red, right?
Yeah, kind of a reddy orangey. More orange than red. Oh, here we... No. Imagine you could meet your partner like this.
Like what? Standing like a goof looking for his bag?
Come on, Doc, you know what I mean.
To be honest, Tim, I don't.
Imagine you could just walk up to this rotating belt. It had a dozen or so potential partners. You'll finish your McDonald's, you wash your hands, and then you take a walk over. You stand there for a minute and then just go, I think I'll go for this one. Then you just do the same thing you do with your suitcase. Yoink, there we go. Now, where can I get the quickest taxi?
Are you for real?
It's 2015 now, Clive. Look how far we've come with Anya.
Yeah, but come on. Who would entertain such an idea?
I'm sure the Japanese would love it. They probably have something like that already. Oh, here it is.
President Higgins, a very good morning to you. Yes, as smooth as can be, actually. We touched down about 10 minutes ago. Yes, both Dr. White and I are very much looking forward to it. I know Anya is excited too. She's been rehearsing her speech all week. We're scheduled to meet Anya at the SFI lab this afternoon. If everything goes to plan, we should be at the venue for about 7 p.m. Do we need to be there earlier? Okay, great. Yes, sir, my secretary has informed me. I can see him waving a sign with my name on it. You too. I will see you then. Bye.
Are you going to trust this guy to drive, Clive? He might look the part, but I doubt he's got much to show for it.
Show for it? Really? Thankfully, this is a short trip. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey! Dr. Clayton! Mwah! Mwah! And Dr. White! Mwah! I could not wait to see you here in the labs. Oh my God! Dr. Clayton, too many drinks, yes?
Correct, my dear. And no, I am not hungover, but I am looking forward to tonight. Speaking of, how is that speech coming on?
Yes, I have it off by the hearts.
I will never doubt you, my dear. Guess what? I have a surprise for you.
Ah, I know you too well, Dr. Clayton. You cannot make me the fools and hide the surprise. I can see the Toblerones in your pants.
I told you, Clive.
For the night that's in it, this one's a special gift from me.
Oh my goodness, this is beautiful. Dr. Clayton, you should not have.
Let me fasten it for you. Take a look in the mirror.
Oh my, I am like the Nicole Kidmans. President Higgins will want me to be his new wife.
You look stunning, Anya. Absolutely stunning.
I am so fortunate to have the best creator in the world. Mwah! Mwah!
Okay then, enough of the soppy stuff. Let's get this update over and done with, then we'll party like it's 1999.
Okay, Anya, if you just turn this way, I will go ahead with a power down.
Sure.
Anya returns after this short commercial break. Need a break? Why not visit Number One Parry Square, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa? At Number One Parry Square, your leisure is our pleasure. Unwind and relax in our contemporary Voya Spa, which includes an herbal cocoon, coal bunker sauna, aroma steam room, Irish mist showers, and a zen garden for those lazy days. The spa is located in the original vaulted basement with many modern influences on design. Based on wonderful hand-harvested seaweed, certified organic and knowledge of the local traditions of seaweed baths and seaweed treatments, Voya strives to bring you the full power of nature in its purest forms throughout our Voya treatment range. But that's not all. Number One Parry Square also boasts an impressive menu of award-winning food at our exclusive Sash restaurant. Focusing on home cooking with an extra layer of sophistication, the menu at Sash is almost like country house food in the city, showcasing simple but elegant dishes, both classic and contemporary, using old-school, time-proven techniques. With a menu that is quietly confident and traditional, but with the same contemporary twist to be found throughout all of Number One Parry Square. For more, visit oneperrysquare.com. That's O-N-E, perrysquare.com, Ireland's premier boutique hotel and spa. Download the Anya app today and we'll deliver every episode direct to your smartphone. The Anya app is free and available in all app stores. So what are you waiting for? Download your free Anya app today. For more, visit anyapodcast.com.
Claire, how come I didn't get an invite to this gala thing? I mean, I live here too.
I'm sure they're just trying to keep the numbers down. And besides, I was the one mad enough to bring an artificial intelligence into this house.
Fair enough. An invite would have been nice, though. Actually, speaking of artificial intelligence, did Anya come back from the lab yet?
Yep, she's upstairs getting ready. Apparently, they couldn't do the update.
All right, that sucks.
Yep, something about the doctors leaving a briefcase in McDonald's.
That's not good.
Claire!
Yeah?
Did I leave the makeup box in your room?
No, hon, it's here in the kitchen table. I'll bring it up to you there in 1 minute.
Thanks, Claire, there. Oh, if you can bring the iron too, that would be great.
I'll be up to you in a minute.
Yeah, it's open.
I'll leave the iron down here by your bed. Here's your makeup box. Catch.
Greg!
What was that bang?
Oh my God, Arnie went to catch her makeup bags and miss, and she's after cracking her head off the table.
Oh Jesus.
Man, this isn't good. Not good at all.
Is she toast?
I don't know. Help me pick her up.
I can't. She's too heavy. What about the gala?
Oh Jesus. Okay, you're good at computers, right? We're going to have to open her up, okay?
Ah, Claire, come on. I'm good at internet stuff. But with this, I wouldn't know where to start.
Okay, just lift the back of her jumper, okay?
Claire, I can't do that.
Oh Jesus, come here. Let me in there. Now, she mentioned some sort of panel back here. Oh God, where is it? Where is it? Okay, here we go. Well, okay, she's not completely dead.
Thank God for that.
Oh, can you read that there? Does it say factory reset?
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Okay, you're probably right. Oh, but what else can we do? Like, it's not like I can ring Dr. Clayton. He'll actually freak out. Oh, Jesus. Oh, and I need the money. That's why I signed up for this.
All right. Do you want me to push it? I'll take the blame.
Oh, please. Would you?
Show me where it is.
Stand clear. Luggage doors are operating. Stand clear. Luggage doors operating.
Did she sound male?
I don't know. Actually, come to think of it, she did take me off during the week. She said something about audio recalls and asked me how I did it.
Audio recalls? So I'm getting a bit total recall if you ask me.
Stand clear.
That has to be the single most annoying safety message in the world. Where in God's name did you pick that up?
Oh God, I don't know. She must have picked up passing the bloody bus station.
I can't listen to that. It'll drive me insane. I need to go downstairs. What time do you need to be at the gala?
For the millionth time, 7 o'clock.
What time is it now?
6:10.
At least we were smart enough to get dressed early.
Luggage doors operating. Anya, love, can you hear me?
Stand clear. Luggage doors are operating. Stand clear. Luggage doors
are operating. She's gone away. Well gone.
Stand clear.
Okay, focus. Okay. Doors are we need to get her down to the gala and come up to Pam B on the way. Take her legs and I'll take her from here and then we can lift her to the car between us, okay? We can do this, come on.
You can't bring her like this.
Luggage doors
We have no choice. You can drive and I'll try working some magic.
Luggage doors.
This is a really bad idea, Claire.
Oh, would you just shut up? One, two,
luggage
three and
doors
up.
Are operating. Stand clear. Luggage doors operating. Stand clear. Luggage doors are operating. Stand clear. Luggage doors operating. Stand clear.
I can't listen to that bloody message all the way over to the gala.
Seriously, get over it, Greg. Come on, it's only half an hour, for feck's sake.
Stand clear.
It's put in a boot. Won't be as bad from there.
Are you stupid? We can't do it from here.
Luggage doors
What if someone saw us taking her out?
Stand clear.
We just have to go over and park somewhere where we can't be seen.
Grand, if you say so.
Stand clear.
Wait. She stopped.
That's because I closed the rear door on her head.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Greg. You could have done permanent damage doing that.
I think someone beat me to that.
grab her legs. One, two, three, and up.
There we go.
Let me try the system reboot now.
Good idea.
Oh, Dios, me encanta España, me encanta Irlanda. Estoy súper contenta estando aquí. Mi trabajo.
Anya, Anya, can you understand me? I've no fucking idea what you're saying.
This is almost as annoying as the damn luggage doors.
Seriously, get over yourself, man.
Here, Claire. Give me your handbag.
Why?
Here, just give it to me. Sorry, I'm lucky.
Claire, you look amazing. Oh, thank Jesus for that. Oh my God, my heart.
Oh my God, I totally agree with you, Derek. Thank God.
Come on, quickly. Let's get that makeup started. We only have 10 fucking minutes.
Not only that, she's also a black belt in karate! So, on behalf of Science Foundation Ireland, the European Robotics Research Network, and President Higgins, I'd like to welcome to the stage Ireland's first fully functional human-robot hybrid. Please give a warm welcome for Artificial Intelligence 98, or as she likes to be called, Anya.
Stand clear. Luggage doors are operating.
Those were the first 5 words I heard when I arrived into this beautiful city. I knew this was to be my home when a fellow robot wished me well upon arriving. There is so much hate and greed in the world, and to hear a message like this that had my best interests at heart, or should I say was protecting my motherboard, was nothing short of beautiful. Just like this country. I am grateful to the people of Ireland for welcoming me here. I am also grateful to my creators, Dr. Clayton and Dr. White, who have taught me so much in developmental. To my housemates, Claire and Greg, who have been nothing short of amazing since my arrival, I would like to say a big thank you. Finally, I would like to thank President Higgins. Without his robotic strategy scheme, none of this would have been possible. Thank you, Mr. President. It has been a wonderful experience so far, and hopefully someday we go for the breakfast roll. Thank you. Good night.